At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
He is known to be one of the most fearless journalists in the world. He kicks ass and chews bubblegum at the same time. He is Shepard Ambellus. And you are listening to The Shepard Ambellus Show.
All right, my fellow Americans, I'm going live already for the second time today on this Sunday, April 27th, to get this much important information out to you, and also in hopes of raising some funds to help keep the lights on and the bills paid to even keep the show going, because it's the end of the month and everything's due. So please throw down on keeping everything going. I do appreciate the person that sent in money earlier to help contribute to pay the base bills, just to so we can operate and keep the lights on, guys. Thank you very much. So more support is appreciated. The link's down below, or you can scan the QR code. Guys, the new tariffs are causing problems for farmers, and even farmers that are in heavy support of Trump. We're going to go through a bunch of different cases of people talking about this, some news clips and different various farmers and people commentating on what's actually going on. But this situation is going to get bad, because ultimately farmers are not planting crops right now, which is going to result in even more of a crisis. Also, the smaller to mid-sized farmers will be bankrupted, while the big corporate farms will be allowed to continue. So we got that.
I need all the farmers for Trump to come to the front of the class, because I hear you're asking the rest of us for money, because Donald Trump's tariffs are going to financially ruin you. And what's so funny about that is, didn't Donald Trump and his tariffs bring you to the brink last time, because he got you into a trade war with China? And now China is basically cutting off corn, soy, all agricultural products, and they're looking to other places like Canada, Brazil, anywhere else they can get agricultural products. And U.S. farmers are the ones left holding the bag. There's a soybean farmer that's been going making the rounds here, and he's saying, I voted for Donald Trump 3 times, and I was glad to, and I like his policies, but these tariffs are hurting us, and I need you to stop this, Mr. President. And they're asking us for another bailout, the taxpayers, another bailout, because they decided to vote for Donald Trump for a third time. That's a fuck around and find out, my friends. And I'm not here to help financially support these people. They want to bitch and moan, all these people on the right, about people being on welfare and people needing handouts. And, well, farmers, where are those bootstraps that you guys like to talk about all the time? Why don't you find them and pull yourselves up from them? Because we are tired of bailing you out. I understand that if you don't get bailed out and these tariffs ruin you guys, it's going to have a huge impact on the rest of us. But I knew that before the election. I knew that when I was stumping for Kamala Harris and telling people not to vote for Donald Trump. So you're fucking around and find out. I hope it's a little more personal, because you guys decided to continue to vote against your own interest and cut off your nose to spite your face. It's time you sit in it for a minute.
So as a Nebraskan, the farmers predominantly voted for the current president. They also voted for Pete Ricketts and Deb Fischer, who aren't doing anything for them. And China announced that they're not going to buy corn and soybeans today, or I think they've done it over the last couple days. I think it was last week, because of the trade war their current president that they voted for decided to wage, you know, a trade war with China. They're not going to buy your goods. And I know that a lot of you have said that you want aid. Well, as a taxpayer who lives in Nebraska who did vote for the right candidate, I don't think I want my tax dollars going to bail you out. I think you actually should sit in your decisions and feel the effects. You want us to. Every time we vote for a Democrat and you say they're horrible. So at this point in time, I'm going to tell you the same thing you say to me back. You wanted to vote for this. Now you get to deal with this, the consequences. And I don't think I should have to bail you out. Because I work hard for my money too. And my dollars shouldn't bail out your bad decisions. So yeah, today I'm telling you, the farmers here in Nebraska, you need to deal with your own decisions. It's your consequences, not mine, and I don't want to pay for them.
Here's this clip going around where MSNBC interviewed North Carolina farmers about Trump, trade wars, and their markets. And as a North Carolina farmer, I'd like to talk about what happened there. I am a small farmer who's worked in agriculture 27 years, including helping other farmers on profitability and growing their markets. I want agriculture to succeed. And the way we get there is by being clear-eyed about what our opportunities are and how our votes will impact what those financial opportunities are. Unfortunately, a lot of my colleagues have allowed themselves to get stuck in an echo chamber. And I say unfortunately because that echo chamber makes it real tough to make clear-headed decisions about your own finances, never mind farm policy for the whole country. Any farm bailouts should come with really strict audits and fiscal responsibility controls to make sure that money gets used to get businesses back on track. It's important to understand, the farmers who showed up to be interviewed that day are not struggling little poor folks. They're big old money around here. And it so happens that both of them were born into families that built up multi-generational fortunes and very large property holdings on tobacco, thanks to a New Deal program that guaranteed very high tobacco prices. That New Deal program stuck around until 2004. In farm years, that's yesterday. That could be why they don't seem that fazed by Trump destroying their markets with trade wars. To be frank, their family's wealth was not built by free enterprise. It was built by the American taxpayer. Those are just the facts. I certainly didn't make it that way. And then those two got born into that taxpayer-created wealth. So they've never had a chance to build the market skills to keep up in a free market anyway. To normal people who have to work for what we have, losing your export market to trade wars will feel like an emergency, because it is. But when your land, wealth, and position as rural spokesman is built on the taxpayer's back and inherited rather than earned, then asking for bailouts probably feels as American as apple pie. But
a little clip from in front of the Maine State House in Augusta, Maine on April 16th.
There's a bunch of tractors lined up protesting or something.
Kevin Miller from Maine Public Radio covered the event. The title of his article is Maine Farmers Call on USDA to Restore Funds and Staff. Farmers rallied in Augusta Wednesday to protest funding cuts, contract suspensions, and staff layoffs at the USDA that they say threaten the livelihood of Maine's small farms. The event came just days after the Trump administration regime canceled another program that was slated to provide millions of dollars to help make Maine farms more resilient to the changing climate. Now, I reported on this quite a while ago. Conservative farmers all across America are facing the loss of grants and funding that were not necessarily coming from places that you would expect from the Department of Energy, for example. All kinds of grants that help make their farms more resilient, more environmentally responsible, and provided lots of funding for infrastructure and operations that they really need. And they didn't think that when Trump talked about gutting the federal government that he was going to cut off the funding to them. And farmers all across this country, especially small farms, are hurting really bad as a result. And we could talk about how that's part of Trump's plan to put small family farms out of business so they sell their land to mega corporations, because that absolutely is part of the plan. But
best interest.
So lots of people in this video, obviously, these clips were curtailed to show the Trump aspect, because he promised farmers everything good.
His administration's making to the Mine Safety Health Administration and the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health are going to cost them their livelihoods. See, over 25% of coal miners in the Appalachian Mountains have some form of black lung. It's actually the highest level it's been in more than 40 years. And both of these organizations, ran by the federal government, provided guarantees for miners that worked below ground that developed black lung to then be moved with the same or another mining company above ground, keeping the same pay, working a desk job where they would no longer breathe in coal dust. Now, in severe cases and advanced cases of black lung, you need a lung transplant. And all of a sudden, these miners are going to find out that they're out of a job with no benefits and nothing to back them up, because the agencies that provided the additional benefits, if they had to be fired, no longer have the funding to be able to support those programs. And those programs are being cut. At the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, all of a sudden, the program that actually diagnosed black lung no longer has physicians, no longer has nurses, and no longer even has a building in West Virginia.
Not to mention, guys, a lot of hospitals are going to start shutting down. That's part of my prediction into this recession and what's going on, this orchestrated shutdown.
For them to operate out of to diagnose minors in West Virginia. Mm.
That's crazy. Tried to tell him. Mm. I know he wished he had voted for Kamala. Mm. He lost $150,000 since June.
Collecting unemployment, maybe your Social Security is late because of what you voted for. I don't care. That doesn't bother me. That's up to you. What I care about is the fact that you didn't see sexually assaulting a woman as a red line. You are disgusting.
I don't even know what that guy's talking about. All right. So, you know, there's some Trump haters in there or whatever, but I'm going to play some of these clips. Let's play this mainstream clip now, talking about U.S. farmers in crisis over the tariffs, and they're experiencing catastrophic loss.
Tonight, many of America's farmers already feeling the pinch are worried about the possibility of more challenges.
American farms are on the decline. There was a 7% drop in farms.
If I hired Americans to do the work, I would have to pay probably about $100,000 a year per person, and they would only work 40, 50 hours a week. I would be out of business within 6 months. I couldn't afford it. If the price of milk was, or like a gallon of milk cost $10 in the store, then I could probably do that.
This is not just a trade story anymore. This is a rural economic crisis. The fields stretch endlessly across America's heartland, golden with promise and heavy with uncertainty. In April 2025, the current administration imposed tariffs exceeding all previous levels. China and global allies. They planted the fields, they worked the land, they waited for rain, but when harvest came, there were no buyers. Because somewhere between Washington and Beijing, the lifeline that once kept American farms alive was severed. What began as a policy move targeting Chinese goods has morphed into an existential threat for thousands of family farms. The National Farmers Union President Rob LaRue issued a stark warning just days ago. Family farmers will bear the brunt of this global trade war. His words hang in the air like storm clouds over fallow fields, accurate predictions of impending disaster that few in Washington seem willing to heed. Did the administration underestimate the global ripple effects of these tariffs? The evidence suggests they did. Soybean exports to China dropped 75% in 2019 and have never recovered, with Brazil capturing the majority share. What was once temporary has calcified into permanent market loss. And now, as new tariffs pile onto old wounds, American farmers find themselves asking a devastating question. Is anyone in Washington listening?
No.
We do not want bailouts. We want trade deals, one Nebraska farmer told reporters last week.
Fertilizer, fuel, herbicides, machinery, all have gone up.
The thing is everything's going up, and a lot of farmers saying, you know, they can't even afford to continue, and it's in such a crisis that they're going to like go out of business like right now. We're going to go back to that. I'm going to go on to a WJAC TV clip out of Pennsylvania.
Proposed by the Trump administration, have some local farmers expressing concern for potential impacts on their operations.
Lawmakers are responding to the concern by supporting bills that help farmers. Our Michael Merville talked to a Sutter County farmer who said he requires goods from other countries to keep his business running. Michael.
Yeah, guys, the proposed increased tariffs on international imports has a farmer I talked to this morning worried about the future. Harner's farm in Ferguson Township says he relies on imported goods for his business, like fertilizers, machinery, and animal feed.
President Trump says that he wants tariffs to have a positive impact on domestic industries, pushing companies to make more products here in the United States. However, the owner of Harner's farm said that he has concerns that the tariffs will cause the cost of essential imported goods to rise.
So we did get a letter from our one supplier that once the tariffs kick in, they will be passing along the costs.
He says that he recently went out to buy fertilizer needed for the farm's sweet corn fields, but couldn't due to the store's inability to get the product.
Yesterday, I went to pick up some fertilizer, urea, which is a nitrogen fertilizer that we use on our sweet corn fields, and they don't have any. So apparently a lot of that comes out of Ukraine, and they can't get it.
As time goes on, local farmers are asking for support from lawmakers to navigate challenges posed by new tariffs.
So a lot of challenges farmers are facing. Guys, please support the show. Click that Linktree link below or scan the QR code. The end of the month is here and I have bills stacked up. I still got to get some more money in just to cover everything and keep it going. Please help keep this truth going and getting all this information out. Not many people getting real information out right now. I'm going to go back to this other clip.
His voice cracking with the weight of generations of agricultural heritage hanging in the balance. His hands, worn from decades of labor, now clutch empty export contracts instead of profits. The numbers tell a story more devastating than any political speech could convey. Exports of U.S. sorghum to China plummeted by 95% in the first 2 months of this year, a vertical drop from 1,400,000 metric tons to just 78,000 in the same period. That is not a decline. That is annihilation. Across America's grain belt, silos stand full, while bank accounts run empty.
Stocks piled up, prices dropped, and Iowa's farmers have been caught in the crosshairs.
China's retaliatory tariffs now exceed 125% on most American agricultural imports, a direct response to the administration's new measures implemented in March. These are not just statistics, they represent livelihoods hanging by increasingly frayed threads. The American Farm Bureau Federation didn't mince words in their assessment last week. Tariffs threaten the economic sustainability of farmers across the nation.
So these tariffs are really threatening farmers across the nation. It's crazy.
Corn, agricultural product coming into America, and our farmers starting on April 2nd, it may be a little bit of an adjustment period, but our farmers are going to have a field day right now. So to our farmers, have a lot of fun. I love you too.
Have fun.
If you're a large corporate farm, an adjustment period may mean one thing. If you're a small to medium-sized family farmer, it may mean something completely separate. President Trump has said, as you just heard, that his tariffs will ultimately accrue to the benefit of America's farmers. It's a pledge he reiterated this morning, posting on Truth Social, and I quote, "Our farmers are great, but because of their greatness, they're always put on the front line with our adversaries, such as China. Whenever there is a trade negotiation or, in this case, importantly, he says, a trade war." John Boyd joins me now. He is the president of the National Black Farmers Association. John, it's great to see you. Thanks.
What ultimately they might do eventually is the U.S. government will give these smaller farmers loans and then seize their farms when they don't pay, making them state-sponsored farms.
For joining us. To my point, this idea of an adjustment period, if you're a large corporate farm, that means one thing. If you're a small to medium-sized family farmer, that means something completely different. Am I right about that?
Yes, and the president's trade war has put America's farmers in a pathway of complete destruction. It's planting season, and farmers should be planting their crops, but instead, the president is playing footsie with China. And recently, the beef industry, China was purchasing beef. They're now going to be purchasing that from Australia. That's $2.5 billion out of America's pockets. Recently, China purchased a large soybean order from Brazil. That's money out of America's farmers' pockets right now. So the president said in that speech that you just shown, you know, farmers go out and have fun. There's nothing fun about losing your farm. And we have farmers on the line that are on the brink of complete failure. And right now, every time the president says the word tariff, your price drops.
Well, I lost my really good contracting business during COVID, and a lot of people lost their businesses, and that was during Trump's first term. Now, second term, he's out bankrupting everyone again. So it's just all orchestrated.
And the markets, you know, drop for farmers. Farmers are price takers, not price givers. So we have to sell corn, wheat, and soybeans based on what the markets are. We don't set the markets. And the president is causing havoc every time he says, the word tariff, the prices drop. And bankers don't want to extend credit to America's farmers. For the first time in a very, very long time, I don't have a farm operating loan. And it's planting season because the bankers are telling me, boy, we can't lend you money based on the poor market price at $9 for soybeans and $5 for wheat and $4 for corn. So the president should put some things in place to protect America's farmers now, provide emergency loans for farmers right now, and not put us on the back burner while he has put us in the pathway of destruction with his trade war. You know, farmers didn't do that.
If they truly did provide loans, that would be the biggest scam ever. Man, people get sucked into this. That'd be like student loans, and then you'll be in debtors' prisons and shit.
It's the president did this.
And John, as I understand it, even before the tariff conversation initiated by President Trump, farmers were stressed out by weather havoc, lower than expected commodity prices, and other issues.
High equipment prices. And, you know, the tariffs are going to make farm equipment go up because the steel is caught up in that. Farmers are now in the pathway of slow getting parts. We rely on parts that come from some of these other regions of the country to keep our tractors going and combines and harvesters and planters. All of the things that affect everybody affect us first, and then it's passed on to the actual consumer. So here it is, America's farmers who voted for this president overwhelmingly in this country are the first to get punched in the face by this administration, and they're kind of leaving us dangling out here like a carrot in a negotiating type style while we should be planning for our crop season. So it's a very, very troubling time for our farmers, especially
wow.
for small.
So there's that to deal with. Arizona farmers' exports go to China go down to zero now, so they're completely out.
In the Harquahala Valley, hay fields stretch as far as the eye can see. Alfalfa hay, mainly used as feed for cattle, is big business, with Arizona farms exporting over $100 million of alfalfa overseas a year.
And each one of these bales of alfalfa being lifted up weighs nearly 1,000 pounds.
Shannon Schultz is an alfalfa farmer and exporter.
Normally, this warehouse is completely full of hay. We're not right now because business is just slow.
Business is slow because one of his main customers, China, has imposed retaliatory tariffs on U.S. exports like Arizona alfalfa.
With the current tariffs in place, which is a total of about 66% of retaliatory tariffs by China to us, it puts our product out of the marketplace.
China made up about half of Arizona's exports. Now Schultz says Chinese farms are buying from other countries instead.
In South Africa, North Africa, Sudan, Spain.
So in Arizona fields, by the time this alfalfa grows and is ready to be harvested, there may not be a customer to buy it.
It could break us. I mean, it could break a lot of farmers.
Still, Schultz says he supports the goals behind tariffs.
Wow. It's getting weird out there, guys. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll be back on later. Please support the show. I need to keep the lights on. It's the end of the month. Hit that link tree. Scan that QR code. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal. Buy me a coffee. Love you guys. I will see you later.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.